It's another community spotlight on MyFM. Bob Perreault with you. And well, measles is on the rise in Ontario. Today I'm joined by Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health for the Southeast Health Unit. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Always a pleasure.
And Jennifer Adams, Manager of Clinical Services at the Health Unit. Hello, Jennifer.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here, both of you, to speak about this incredibly serious topic. So, Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. Can you give us a local update on measles?
Yeah, so a few things I want to mention that are important here. One is that an outbreak has been declared within the Southeast Health Unit, and specifically in the Hastings County area, and that was associated with travel within Ontario. Now, in the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark region, we have not had any cases of measles. So I really wanted to say that ahead of time from the get-go, just to set people's sort of anxiety levels. We have not had any cases of measles. In the past 10 years, we have actually only had one case of measles in the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark region, which was actually in 2016. Now, broadly, Ontario is currently experiencing a measles outbreak with a growing number of cases. And we also do have ongoing global measles transmission, and Ontario continues to get sporadic measles cases due to international travel. And so, overall, at this time, the risk of community transmission for measles in the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark region, I would consider low. And by community transmission, I mean ongoing transmission in the general public rather than sort of one-off or limited or population-specific transmission. However, there is growing risk that this low risk will change over the course of the year. And so that's a key message that I want to give. One is we don't have any cases currently, but two is that it is entirely possible that we will have more cases over the course of the year in our region and even transmission within our region. And so we highly, highly recommend people know their measles vaccination status and get vaccinated if you're not up to date.
Jennifer, let's switch to you now. How can people know if they do need a measles vaccine? Sort of bouncing off what the doctor just said.
Yeah, great question. So if you were born in Canada before 1970, you most certainly probably had measles as a child. We know this because their widespread measles vaccination started in 1970. And before the widespread vaccination, almost everyone was infected with measles when they were a child. Previous infection generally makes you immune for the rest of your life. So that takes care of our 19 before 1970 group. The 1970 to 1996 group born in Canada have typically received one dose of measles vaccine. In most circumstances, you don't need a second dose of measles vaccine if you're in this age group. One dose generally provides enough protection to adults to prevent community-level transmission. However, you should receive a second dose if you are a healthcare worker, a college or university student attending in-person classes, or planning to travel to areas with increased measles transmission. If you don't fall in these groups but are still concerned or feel like you may be at higher risk, you should talk to your healthcare provider to see if you should receive another dose. People born in Canada after 1996 will have had two doses of measles vaccine and don't require any more doses. Anyone born outside of Canada may have had a different vaccine schedule than what we would typically use here in Canada or in Ontario. And then if that's your case, you should check your vaccine records to see what you've had and check in with your healthcare provider if you have one. The first dose of measles vaccine is typically given at 1 year of age. Infants 6 to 11 months of age who are traveling to areas with increased measles transmission should be immunized with one dose of MMR, which is an extra dose to provide early protection. Just something to note is that they will still need to receive the two doses of MMR after that first dose in order to have full protection. The MMR vaccine is part of the Ontario's routine immunization schedule and is required for children attending school unless they have an exemption.
So, Jennifer, how can we check our immunization record?
There's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can review your immunization record or your child's by going to our website, www.healthunit.org, and on the front page, you'll see a new button called Measles Vaccine Status. If you click on that, you'll find a link for residents of LGL to view their immunization records. You can also call our offices, and staff are able to assist you, especially if you're maybe not as technically savvy. We can help you look at that. The other place to look would be to speak to your healthcare provider about getting an updated record, as well as seeing if you need any more vaccinations.
Thank you very much for that. Now, Dr. Lee, can you tell us more about why it's so important to be vaccinated against measles?
Yeah, so measles is a really highly contagious and potentially severe infection caused by a virus. It's actually probably the most contagious infectious disease that we still have circulating among humans. Before vaccination, nearly 100% of kids were infected with measles. And because of the measles vaccine, the infection is now rare. It's certainly not an ordinary or normal infection that people should have, as evidenced by the fact that we haven't had a case in our Leeds, Granville, and Lanark region. In some time, only one case in the past 10 years, right? So for most people, the measles infection is mild. It doesn't cause any long-term effects. However, about 10% of people diagnosed with measles will develop pneumonia, and 2 to 3 out of 1,000 will actually have brain damage or be killed from the infection. So it's by no means a benign infection, and the severe outcomes risk is actually relatively high. The risks are highest for infants, people who are pregnant, people who are immunocompromised. In general, the infection starts with a fever, aches and pains, runny nose, a cough, and red eyes called conjunctivitis. The symptoms can actually look like a cold at first. So everything I just described, right, it sounds kind of like a cold. And the rash that is characteristic and sort of famous about measles, that doesn't appear until a couple of days after the initial symptoms. It's a red blotchy rash. It starts classically around the face and the head, and then spreads down to the rest of the body. People are typically infectious actually about a day before the symptoms, any symptoms appear, before they get the fever or runny nose, and about 4 days before they get the rash. And so what is really difficult about measles transmission is that oftentimes people who have measles don't actually know that they have the infection because they think it's a cold, or even that they haven't gotten any symptoms yet and they're already infectious. The virus is spread through contaminated air. It can actually infect somebody even 2 hours after the person with measles has left the room. So it stays in the air, and is infectious for up to 2 hours afterwards. For all of these reasons, and because measles is airborne, because people are infectious before they show symptoms or realize the symptoms are related to measles, and because it transmits so easily, it's actually really, really difficult to prevent measles from spreading after people have already been infected. And this is the reason that the most important way to prevent measles is vaccination. So you get that immune protection before you have the infection. The measles vaccine is extremely effective. So one dose gives about 90% of people protection, and two doses is close to 100%. And that's actually effective against infection itself. And previous vaccination also protects because, nothing is 100% effective all the time. So for the rare circumstance where somebody with previous vaccination gets the infection, the vaccine actually prevents against severe disease as well. The measles vaccine is safe. So I think people may have heard about an association between measles and autism, sort of as a part of the myth of measles. I'm here to bust that myth. In fact, the research that initially saw a potential link between measles and autism, that link has been debunked. And there's been really thorough research since that's concluded that measles is not linked with autism. And serious side effects from measles vaccine is rare, and the risk from measles infection outweighs the risk from vaccination so much that the two are actually just not comparable. And for that reason, the measles vaccine is a strong recommendation, especially now that we have that growing risk of transmission in our region and certainly across the province.
Jennifer, what do people do if they suspect they have measles?
Yeah, very important. So, as Lena alluded to, with the ability for it to transmit quite readily, it's important for people to isolate at home. They will likely require measles testing. But in order to do measles testing, you do need to be seen by a healthcare provider. So one of the most important things that people can do is to connect by phone with their healthcare provider or the Emerge if they need to go to Emerge if they don't have a healthcare provider to get testing. Because we don't want people who may be sitting in the waiting rooms of your local healthcare provider or emergency room to also then be exposed. Gives them a little bit of prep time ahead to prepare for your arrival so they can do the testing in a safe environment. Unfortunately, there are no real specific treatments for measles. If you have symptoms that are severe, you may also need to go to the hospital. So again, better to communicate with your local facility before going, if at all possible. To get more information about measles and vaccination, please visit our website, as always, www.healthunit.org. If you go to health information and under there, infectious diseases, check under childhood diseases for measles, you'll find all kinds of really good resources and information there.
Always great information. Jennifer Adams, thank you so much for this. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
And Dr. Lena Lee, last word to you. I know that we'll be talking about this again. You folks are really good at keeping us up to date, and we'll be happy to I almost said spread that information, but I mean that in a good way.
Well, spread the information, not the measles, right? So absolutely. And we're of course keeping very close eye on transmission and risk, and we'll update everyone as we get more information.
And we'll have that update as soon as it's available. But in the meantime, next week, another conversation with Dr. Lena Lee and someone else from our local health unit. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening.